Hi, it's Beth here. Okay, episode 321, the blue-haired film critic is here. Hollywood calls us all blue hairs over 50, so I'm going to embrace it. Okay, I did Father Stew yesterday, and something was bothering me. I couldn't figure out what it was. Something was smelling to high heaven. It's based on a true story. Stuart Long, pugilist, turns into a priest. Fabulous idea. And then he has a terrible idea, a terrible disease. Catholic Church doesn't want him anymore. Everybody fights back. It's a good story. And that's when the patient takes a turn for the worst. I'm like, what is happening? The lighting, the story, the sound. You can't hear people talking. And Mel Gibson is there. I know he's not great on the phone, but he was a great director. And he's in this. And I'm thinking, why isn't he helping this Rosalind Ross, who writer-director did this movie? I'm like, what is happening? It's going nowhere. The story is so, like, cobbled together. And I couldn't figure it out. So I would read review after review, and Mel and, Mark Wahlberg are doing interview after interview. And okay, it's the Mel Gibson, return to life. And I love it. It's okay with me. That doesn't bother me. He's a good actor and he was a great director. So I'm sitting here going, what is happening? And, Mark goes, oh, I read the script by Rosalind Ross and it was so fantastic. And I just thought, gee whiz, let's give her a chance. She's 31. I can't figure it out, one or the other. Not old. This is her first big directing break. And she's taken all these great actors out of the story. The sound is abysmal. A middle schooler could do a better job. The lighting is horrible. The acting is, like, it seems like the first take. It just doesn't hold together. And the story, it's just so, we never get into anything. This guy shows up, is his best friend. We don't know why. We don't know why anything is happening. The great story at the end, okay, there is a punch, but it could have been a great movie. I'm like, what is happening? I do review after review, YouTube after YouTube. I can't figure it out. I just figured it out. I was going to do this podcast yesterday, but something was bothering me. You will not believe this. Rosalind Ross is Mel Gibson's girlfriend. Oh my God, why didn't I see it coming? They've been together since 2014 when she was 23. She's been written up by her publicist as the greatest bolter equestrian that ever lived. Okay. They have a son together. Okay, but I couldn't figure out why Mel wasn't helping this movie along. If he's Mark Wahlberg's best friend, move the microphone, change the lighting, get this going, give people a chance to understand what their part is about. Tell the story. What's the backstory on all these people? I was like, if Mark and Mel are friends, why isn't this better? And Mark, poor Mark Wahlberg, spent a whole bunch of his own money on this thing. And then he hands it over to Rosalind Ross, who I guess Mel can't say a word to. Oh, Rosalind, you're doing such a fantastic job. You're so amazing. And then Mark can't say anything. What a problem is this? Oh, I just couldn't figure out how anything could go so wrong. And the actors are fantastic. Everyone in it should have been great. They could have been great. I just think not a word of the script could be changed. We couldn't add backstory or likability or anything. Everybody was just hobbled by this incredible script that shouldn't be changed on one single word. That's what happened. And then her directing, okay, she's as beautiful as you can be. She's got black hair, blue eyes, fantastic body. I guess nobody could say boo to her. And that is so sad, because this could have been a great movie, and I think people are still going to see it. I was at the theater. It wasn't empty. And it actually looked like maybe a church group was there. They weren't talking about it afterwards. It's so sad. because it could have been great. You can tell the Rosalind Rosses of the world a thing or two. It's not going to break them. Help them. Don't let them run roughshod all over everything. And okay, Mel is like, I don't know how many years older than her. Okay, so maybe you're really, really nervous about ruining his good thing. But I was up all night going, what in God's name happened? I was stewing over Father Stew. Now I figured it out. The writer-director, Mel Gibson's girlfriend, 31. They've been together since 2014. They have a baby that they had in 2017. I get it. But really, this isn't going to help her. This wasn't good. Nobody's saying it was good. Technically, it wasn't good. And that's something that people don't really understand, except it's irritating to see people's lips and not understand what they're saying. And during Braveheart, that never happened. He is a sound genius. Mel Gibson, say whatever else you want about him. He is technically superb. And so I'm sitting there in this movie going, what is happening? Mark and he are interviewing together. They're buds. I'm like, why didn't you help him? So it just was a big mistake. But now I know why. Rosalind Ross. It's just, all you have to do is scratch the surface sometimes. But I couldn't figure it out. I had to go find an interview that was done in New Zealand to figure this out, where they tied it together. So this is just a big hush-hush thing. We're just supposed to think she's like this Marvel from the world of Marvel comics, the Marvel equestrian writer, director of the century. But really, if she just have listened, if she just have just let Mel help her just a little bit, it could have been great. People aren't born fantastic. I'm tired of it. Just open your heart. Let somebody help you. Learn. You don't have all the answers at 30, 31, whatever you are. Okay? God, what a waste of time. So, anyway, that's what happened to the movie. And sorry, Mark. I mean, you're not going to make the money back. And is it really worth it? To help somebody believe they're fantastic when they need to learn everything. Directing is so hard. All these people that are having fun, all these brand new writer-directors, all these brand new directors, how hard could it be? That's their mantra. It's really hard. You have to have like three. Steven Spielberg couldn't do it in the beginning. His first movie was terrible. But some producer said, I see something, a little something here. Yeah, if Steven Spielberg just has a little something in the very beginning, so do you. Okay? Let's stop with this, you know, self-aggrandizing that everybody's doing. Oh, it was fun. It was easy. It's so great. No, it's not. Okay? No, it's not. You know, sit in the back seat. Watch somebody. Be an apprentice for one season, 1 year. Just be an apprentice and learn. Ask questions. Don't make demands. Yuck. So anyway, I solved it. I mean, this was driving me crazy. So, I'm not giving it any trolls. Because really, she should just, a little humility. Let's just all be a little humble. We don't have all the answers. All right? But this could have been a great movie. I mean, Mark could have nailed it. It was all there. And Mel could have nailed it. Everybody was great in this. But there was no there. So, sorry, but I at least figured out the mystery. I'm pretty proud of myself. Because I never figure out the mysteries, but I did this time. So I'm a little saner now that I figured out why that was like a middle school film project. So anyway, stay sane. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Eat to your heart's content. You have my permission. Enjoy a little Easter Bunny.